Can't beat Raven.
$8,400 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Ronald, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $8,400.
All right, come on. You can do it, Ronald. I know. Raven's walking out of here. That door is closed. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. I got a good feeling. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Number one, rumors are that Ben Affleck is trying to get back together with Jennifer Garner, and there's photos of him hugging her at their son's birthday party. What activity were they doing at the birthday party?
Pizza party.
Number two, Millie Bobby Brown is fighting back against all the critics, saying that she looks too old, saying she's not the same 10-year-old that debuted on TV during season one of what Netflix show?
Stranger Things.
Number three, a new collection of short fiction and essays by Harper Lee will be published this fall. She famously wrote what 1960 Pulitzer-winning novel featuring the Finch family? That's time. Number four. That's too late. I'm sorry. Number four. Someone paid $88,000 for a Cheeto that looks like Charizard. Charizard is part of what trading card game?
Pokemon.
And number five. Next year's World Cup finals match in New Jersey will have a Super Bowl-type massive halftime show produced by Coldplay. What's the term for 3 goals scored by the same player in a single game?
I don't know about. Sorry.
That's okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Oh, shit.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Not great. $8,400. Here we go.
Number one, rumors are that Ben Affleck is trying to get back together with Jennifer Garner, and there's photos of him hugging her at their son's birthday party.
Dude, get lost. I mean, just listen, do well by your kids, but get lost. It's he doesn't deserve any shot at that. She's just too nice of a person.
I'm like looking at the hugging because there's photos of it doing the activity. Okay, we'll get to that. And I think to myself, that's like a real hug. That's not.
No, it looks like, you know.
Like in an embrace.
She's
an embrace.
Best person that he's ever known. No question. Right.
What activity were they doing at the birthday party?
Paintball.
Paintball is correct.
Yeah.
Number two, Millie Bobby Brown is fighting back against all the critics saying that she looks too old, saying she's not the same 10-year-old that debuted on TV during season one of what Netflix show?
Stranger Things.
Yes.
She's trying to play Britney Spears. Yeah. She wants that. She's trying to get those looks on that. Leave her alone.
First of all, and then she got in trouble this week because she was calling out reporters that were making fun of her.
Good for her.
That's what I said. I said, if you have a big mouth and you want to run your mouth and talk smack about her, then don't be mad when she calls you out by name.
You know what? She's doing a lot of good stuff with Animal Rescue, too. Really like her.
Number three, a new collection of short fiction and essays by Harper Lee will be published this fall. She famously wrote what 1960 Pulitzer-winning novel featuring the Finch family?
That's easy. Pride and Prejudice or Pet Sematary with Stephen King.
She wrote it. It's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, well, I was close.
Number four, someone paid $88,000 for a Cheeto that looks like Charizard. Charizard is part of what trading card game?
Pokemon.
Yes. And number five, next year's World Cup finals match in New Jersey will have a Super Bowl-type massive halftime show produced by Coldplay.
Okay.
What's the term for 3 goals scored by the same player in a single game?
Is it, in hockey, it's a hat trick.
It's also a hat trick in soccer.
Woo!
4-2, Ronald. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right. Thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Thank you. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. Are you ready tomorrow? $8,500.
Ugh.